listener production.
Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien. Gambling giant Star Entertainment has been fined $100 million after a review into its Queensland business practices. Attorney General Shannon Fentiman says the state government has also threatened to suspend its operations for 90 days should Star fail to clean up its act.
We've got a very experienced special manager on board. We'll have a full-time person based here in Queensland to assist those remediation works. They will need to do everything they can to become suitable within 12 months.
The body found under an orderly unit complex has been identified as female. Human remains were found on Wednesday by cleaners. Detectives have sent samples, including fingerprints, away for testing to identify who the woman is. And the Queensland Police Service's annual Christmas road safety operation commences tonight. It's called Operation Charger and will run until January 27, targeting drink and drug driving, speeding and restraints. So far this year, 279 lives have been lost on the state's roads, including 35 in the southeast. Centurions Manus Labuschagne and Travis Head will look to continue Australia's commanding position when day two of the pink ball test resumes in Adelaide today. The Aussies were 3 for 330 at stumps on day one. Labuschagne says he's been putting in the work and it's paying off.
We just, you know, stopped bringing my bat in from gully and making that S shape with my bat. We changed my hip alignment a little bit and that seemed to do wonders.
And to the AFL, and forward Eric Hipwood has signed a 6-year contract extension, which will see him remain at the Brisbane Lions until at least the end of 2029.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.